gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions, your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi, and brought to you by VitaCraft. There's definitely no better way to bond with your cat than with VitaCraft and Lick and Lap. If you were watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio about 3 minutes ago, you would have seen my cat Shadow devour one of the pouches. You can find this at VitaCraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, and you can also find it in your pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And by the way, Talkin' Pets presents Tropical Costa Rica. If you book now, you can save $100 per person on the trip. The trip is already cheap to begin with, and you can find out more about it at Colette, 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. And don't forget, to find out more about animals, check out PETA.org. This is Talkin' Pets.
There's a special kind of doctor who can treat a cat or dog. A cockatoo that's got the flu or an not-so-jumpy frog. A well-trained veterinarian, most often called a vet, has just the skills to cure the ills of every cat. They just won't stop when a fish is all red from a belly flop. When a gerbil has germs, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a pet.
And don't forget, by the way, with Talkin' Pets, you can listen on your favorite radio station. You can also listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Alexa, just tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and Talkin' Pets will come up live. And also, you can go to TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live, and you can listen there as well as all the other outlets as well, Google and so on and so forth. So, but you can give us a call at 818-818-6401 if you've got a medical question or a training question. Dr. Linda's in the house, 818-818-6401. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, no da, I love these things truly. We're going to the movies.
And if you're going to the movies, you may want to check out these top five films that were number one last week. Mufasa, back up into the number one spot. The Lion King, in 3 weeks, $179 million. That is pretty good. That's not too bad, actually. Sonic the Hedgehog 3, doing extremely well at $196 million in 3 weeks. I don't know, that Sonic movies, the first one did great, the second one did great, and now the third one started off slow, but it's definitely picked up. Nosferatu, I definitely want to see this movie. It's made $77 million in 2 weeks. It's a vampire movie.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And Bill Skarsgård, I hear, is phenomenal. Like,
really?
as good or better than Pennywise.
In it.
And I don't know, it's kind of funny because his brother is Alexander Skarsgård, who is, like, drop dead gorgeous, and Bill's making his mark on being all these horror characters.
Oh, so he was the one, now I know who you're talking about, because he was the one like in Planet of the Apes and stuff. He puts these dots there, he's got this outfit on with the dots, and he actually plays the character. He also played in Lord of the Rings, didn't he?
I don't remember those, but I know he was Pennywise.
Okay.
He was the clown Pennywise.
It's pretty amazing, though, what they could do in this day and age, but I definitely want to see Nosferatu. That made $77 million in 2 weeks. Moana, still in the top five, of course, with $430 million in 6 weeks. That's amazing. And that's Moana 2. And Wicked, topping off the top five, $455 million in 7 weeks. Did you see Wicked yet?
No, I have not.
No, I
want to see the stage production before I see the movie.
I never saw the stage.
I haven't seen the stage production
yet. I didn't either, but I love the movie.
No.
And I didn't see the stage.
No, I want to see the stage
production
first.
I heard the stage is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very similar. I only watched half the movie. It's really long.
It is. Oh. It's like
almost 3 hours long.
And I think this is considered more of a prequel, and they're going to be doing another one.
It's Act One.
It's Act One.
I hate that they called it Part One. It is a play. I don't know why they couldn't have just called it Act One, because people now go to watch it and they're like, "Oh, this is only Part One." It is literally a play. There are two acts in every play: Act One and Act Two. This is Act One. So yes, it does go. The second act is typically shorter. I don't anticipate the second act to be a 3-hour movie. If it is, that's ridiculous. Six hours.
Did it need to be 3 hours? I mean, the stage production is not...
The stage production is 3 hours in total. We looked
in
it up.
In total? Yeah, that's in total. Yeah,
they added a lot of extra. I think that it's... Because I only watched half of it, so it is long. But it is really good. So, I don't know. You can add more in a movie than you can do on stage. So that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, and the one thing too
true,
is like...
True, but is it necessary to add the extra stuff? Did it really... The question is...
They built these sets
necessary?
For this movie, for the film, and it's amazing the way...
I understand that, but I mean the...
And the green screen and
the
so on
extra,
and so forth.
The extra stuff.
Are you talking about, though,
necessary?
For the play, or are you talking about for the movie?
For the movie.
Oh. Now, see, I would be more enthralled to ask... You saw the play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would be more enthralled to ask about the play, because what you said, you can't do a lot on stage that you could do in a movie.
It's very similar. I mean, but like, there are parts in the movie that obviously are more extravagant because you have film.
Right.
So things you can't, you can use green screen, you can use wires, you can do magic, if you will, where you can't do that on a play. Like, you can't do that in
real life. It's amazing what they do nowadays at plays. So.
Yeah, and I mean, the play is still absolutely amazing, and they do a lot. It's very similar. And, like, I heard some bad reviews on the movie. It is a adaptation of a play.
Of a play, right.
And that is
right.
What you are going when you are seeing it is an adaptation of the play. It is a musical. It is a musical through and through. Right.
Cynthia Erivo, though, is just outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. And I have to say, Ariana Grande did a great job.
I think that what ended up happening outside of the filming, where she, like, dated that dude, is kind of funny, because he's, like, after her, and he's the dude that's, like, after her in the movie, and she, like, keeps brushing him off.
Yeah.
Not to give too much away, but you kind of know that. It's not, like, a big part.
It's a good movie. You definitely want to see it. Hey, it's made, you know, domestically, $455 million in 7 weeks, and that's just... So far.
If you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz, I highly recommend seeing that before you go to see this. I know that sounds like a crazy thing to say, but my cousin, who is 15, had never seen The Wizard of Oz.
How could you not see The Wizard of Oz?
She is 15, and so it's not like a thing that she had watched, but she came in, my aunt, my mom and my aunt were watching Wicked, and she came in and she was like, what is this? Like,
see,
very confused, and went back and watched Wizard of Oz.
That's where we need to take a step back, I think, because when we were kids, you and I, not so much Lexi's younger than us, But the thing is, like, you had that anticipation.
Every year. It came on every year at the same time.
Right.
Same with The Sound of Music, you know.
So you anticipate it, that you had to wait another year to see this outstanding movie. And now, because it's so out there everywhere, people just aren't as into it.
Right.
But it was iconic back then. Like, the, you know, the Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland and everything. And, like, just amazing. So it's just, you know, we've got so much shoved down our throats, you know, with the economy and everything like that, that, you know, sometimes, you know, I always say that about companies. There's so many things on a shelf that do the same thing. What makes yours stand out more than anybody else's? That's the answer. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be, like I always say, sponsor a radio show. Talking Pets, you know, we'll check it out. We'll let you know if it's good or bad. Talking Pets is great. We are. That's what we are. This is Talking Pets. I wish you well. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-6040.
Sunny County, Ohio, and its county-operated animal shelters are being sued for the needless, cruel, and illegal killings of cats. The lawsuit comes from Alley Cat Allies, the leader of the global movement to protect cats and kittens. The agency is asking the court to order Summit County to immediately cease its inhumane killing of cats and dogs in contravention of the law, among other relief. In a release, Dana Marie, attorney Alley Cat Allies, said, "The Summit County Animal Control Department is a law enforcement entity meant to uphold the laws. Instead, it is impromptu and inhumanely euthanizing animals and killing cats for simply being deemed feral. Stopping the senseless and inhumane killing of cats is our top priority. The next step of Summit County is to create a humane animal control agency that adheres to laws that and best practices, including the trap neuter return, TNR, and guarantees real protection for animals." The agency opted to sue the animal shelter after accessing public records that revealed disturbing evidence of cats and dogs at the Summit County shelter being killed inhumanely by underdosing or otherwise improperly administering euthanasia drugs. In some instances, these killings violate even the shelter's own outdated euthanasia policy. The agency is also encouraging the county to implement TNR, trap, neuter, return, to keep feral cat populations humanely under control. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Poison my mind with your lies, and they're cutting me in two like knives. If you don't get cheated out of your head, you might as well hang me by the neck until I'm dead. Cause you're killing me slowly but surely.
It's an uplifting song. So, once again, you're listening to Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. Dr. Linda's in the house, 818-818-6401. Pick the phone up and give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. But,
all right, ladies, let's play ball.
And gentlemen, so I'm going to give you a trivia question. If you answer this correctly, you have choices that you can win. You can win cat treats from Vitacraft. I was just giving my cat a pouch of Lick and Lap, which if you were watching us on Facebook Live, you would see that she was going crazy for it. You can go with that or the purr sticks from Vitacraft. You can go with Good Pets Foods treats for your dogs. These are treat supplements. We'll send out you some of them. We do have also a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood About Reptiles, a music CD. I do have a frog pendant. We have dog books, cat books, and that's it. So, you could win if you could answer this trivia question. The penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt was what? What was the penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt? There was a penalty. Dr. Linda says, off the air, that it should still exist.
It should. I agree. Yes. Wholeheartedly.
But what is it? What's the answer? The penalty of killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt was 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you think you know what that is, you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. and you could be a winner. 818-818-6401. So, Dr. Linda, I want to ask you, you at East West Animal Hospital, you not only deal with conventional medicine, but you're also an expertise in acupuncture and aquaculture. Mm-hmm. So people know the difference. One is with water, one's without.
Right. Well, acupuncture in general, there's various different forms of acupuncture. What most people think of is the dry needles, where we stick needles into the points. That's, a lot of what we do.
Okay, so that's, when you say points, is that like pressure points on the body?
Acupuncture points.
Okay.
On the body. We can also inject fluid, which generally is B12 and saline, at the points. It stimulates the points a little bit longer as the patient leaves until that fluid is absorbed. Another type of acupuncture that we often do is laser acupuncture. I have patients that don't tolerate needles for one reason or another, and so we will use our cold laser and stimulate the points with laser. There's also electroacupuncture, where we put points, the needles in at certain points, but we will hook up electrodes connecting certain points and stimulate the points.
So my curiosity is, and I'm sure people know that people get, acupuncture, aquapuncture done, whereas we pretty much just lay there and mm-hmm. you do the needles and everything. Mm-hmm. What about for a dog or a cat that is afraid of it, or they feel it, or maybe is a little bit more rambunctious?
That depends on the pet. We don't sedate them. Maybe some anti-anxiety drugs just, because they're anxious coming to the vet in general. sometimes someone will kind of hold the pet in place for me, whether it's my technician or the owner. Depending on the pet, if it's like a big dog and stuff, there's times I'm walking around the room and I'm getting my exercise. I'll get one or two needles in and the dog goes off someplace else. And, I'll put the needles in there too. But in many cases, once I get the needles in, then they kind of settle down and will sometimes even go to sleep during the treatment.
So what do the needles do, though? I mean, by putting them in there, you twist. I've seen that they get twisted and turned a little bit and they go in that way. But what do they actually do for the dog, the cat, like the body?
Well, the thing is, all acupuncture points have vessels, nerves, or lymphatics. And some points have all three together. So all of those, are like neural, like a network, like a bunch of roads that go through the body. They're all connected together. All the vessels are connected together. All the nerves are connected together. All the lymphatics are connected together. And so, and also with the twisting and stuff, most of my patients don't let me twist a whole lot. But with the twisting, on how you twist it stimulates the points. And that's where electroacupuncture comes in, because the electrostimulation can move the needles at a rate that no human can move them at.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We would like to talk with you. That trivia question is out there. The penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt was what? Fill in the blank. What was it? Kind of extreme, but what was it? Give us a call, 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. And if you've got a medical question or a training question, we're open to that as well. But once again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
I'm Lexi Adams.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA.
Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food. That's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
The northern giant hornet has been eradicated from the United States, according to an announcement from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, otherwise known as USDA, and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, and the Washington State Department of Agriculture, WSDA. The achievement represents the culmination of 5 years of dedicated effort by the organizations and researchers and the community. With the long stinger and toxic venom, the northern giant hornet posed a threat to pollinators and the ecosystems that depend on them, as the invasion species could eliminate a honeybee colony in a matter of hours. However, this species does not typically attack humans unless provoked. Native to Asia, the giant northern giant hornet is the largest hornet in the world, with the size of a AA battery, approximately 2 inches long. The northern giant hornet was first spotted in the Vancouver Island region of Canada in August of 2019. Later that same year, it garnered national attention after it was found close to Blaine, Washington. During the eradication effort, the organizations used a ground-based radiometry tracking system to locate northern giant hornet nests in heavy forests, generally hidden inside alder trees. Northern giant hornet nests were eliminated between 2020 and 2021 by the WSDA and its partners. The project called for a unique approach, specialized tools, and protective suits to guarantee the team's safety in each eradication. The success in eradicating the species was a collective effort with community involvement. Public reports of northern giant hornet sightings led to almost half of the confirmed hornet detections. The success demonstrates what's possible when agencies and communities unite toward a common goal. So, this was the country's first line of defense against the introduction and spread of the invasive pests, according to a release by the agency. By tackling the threat head-on, we protected not only pollinators and crops, but also industries, communities, and ecosystems that depend on them. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
And tiger stripes, so invasive, oh, so eager for a killer time. Don't give chase to it. The robot and honeybee hunter, the source of terror and wonder. It's
Carol Wilborn, the renowned feline therapist and revered animal lover, died December 23rd in 2024 in Manhattan. She was 84. Carol was often referred She was the founding mother of cat psychology. She was the co-founder in 1975 of the first cat-only veterinary practice in New York City. She was the author of six much-admired books on cat behavior and psychotherapy. Among them, The Total Cat, The Inner Cat, and Cats Prefer It This Way. She was, with her sly sense of humor, the author for 16 years of a column called Cats on the Couch, as well as an online therapist for In Defense of Animals. She was also acknowledged as one of the most innovative, influential thinkers on feline behavior, decades before there was such a thing as a dog or horse whisperer. When cat problems seemed insurmountable, a myriad of desperate people reached out to her as both a first and last resort. So successful was she at diagnosing the problem and its solution that more than once clients wondered if she might be available to them for human therapy. She was simply the cat therapist. Cats were her life's calling, and feline patients and their human families, with all of their frailties, were and always will be immensely grateful that she came into their lives. She will be long remembered by her sister Gail Matreau, her nephews Glenn and Scott Engel, and his son Sean. Donations can be made to the Humane Society of New York In Defense of Animals and City Critters. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Just before dawn, through a silence you feel you could cut with a knife, announces the cat who can now be reborn and come back to a different Jellicle life.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Speaking of cats, so the trivia question's out there. I don't think it's that tough. The penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt was what? It was a pretty strict penalty.
And granted, John thinks it's extreme. I don't.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. You can win a prize. I'll tell you, if you want a great one, go, and you got cats, go with Lick and Lap. We also have the purr sticks from Vitacraft. But my cats, I mean, she's like on my lap here. My cat, Shadow. Uh-oh, you're making noise. There she goes.
Making noise.
She heard the bag. She thinks that you're going to give it to her. So, you know, it's funny because my cats, when I touch a Vitacraft bag, my cats go crazy. Especially Shadow. She definitely loves her treats. And you can win those or something else.
I'm up here.
If you answer that question. The penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt was what? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Think extreme. Okay, so we were talking about acupuncture and all,
mm-hmm.
But I also want to, you deal with holistic medicines as well, don't you?
Well, mainly Chinese medicine. So acupuncture, Chinese herbs, food therapy, Tweena. There are some Western herb combinations
that I use. Do you ever recommend just herbs for certain things, or do you kind of use it as conventional medicine?
Well, it's integrative. It kind of depends on what we're treating. I have some clients that want to try everything holistic first, and that's fine if in certain situations. In other situations, we do need to do conventional medicine. medicine first and then maybe transition to holistic medicine, either for maintenance or control of things, you know. And what I have in mind is more like skin and allergies, which can be very difficult to control and deal with. So it really depends on the situation. Also depends on clients' expectations, their time. Acupuncture be time consuming because I need to, depending on the situation, I need to see them frequently, like once a week or so, which not everyone can do.
And so, how long is a session?
An hour.
A 1 hour session?
An hour session. Yep. Every visit's an hour. So, because I have to, there's a lot of questions I have to ask. I've got to get the pet's pattern. How did they respond to the last treatment? Look at the patient. There's things I focus on more in my Chinese medicine exams than in my Western medicine exams, just because minute changes in Chinese medicine can be pretty important as far as the treatment goes. So,
once again, the number is 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I'm going to give you a 50-50 on this one. So, the penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt, it was either jail or death. Which one was it? Jail or death for killing a cat? Did you snort?
No.
Yes, you did. Killing a cat 4,000 years ago in jail or in Egypt was either jail or death. Which one did the person get for killing a cat in Egypt 4,000 years ago? Jail or death? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You know, I'm curious. You know, there's a lot of people that are getting sick around the country. Everybody's got a cold or sniffles and so on and so forth, cough. So with zoonotic diseases, is the common cold for humans, can you give that to your cat or your dog?
Nope, generally not. I had recently flu and strep at the same time. Fun. Lots of fun.
Stay over there.
I went to the hospital and I had to have dentists take me to the hospital because I couldn't keep anything down. I was getting dehydrated and I asked to be euthanized. That was how bad I felt. And I'm not sure what the nurse thought about that, but like I wanted to die. Strep, like if you kiss your dogs and stuff, you can kind of give them strep. They don't necessarily get sick. Some dogs can be carriers.
What do they feel if they don't get sick? What do they...
Generally, not much of anything.
But they could be diagnosed with having strep?
Yeah. I mean, there's been a couple times where, like, the kids keep getting strep and they have a dog and the doctor wants the dog checked for strep. Some of them can be carriers. But, like, with regular flu, the species I'm concerned with the most is ferrets. Ferrets, if you have a pet ferret and people in the house have the flu, they can definitely get the flu. Now there's also the concern with the avian flu and it affecting other species, including cats. And the cats that have been reported that have gotten it from eating raw meat.
And that man, actually, that got it, the first human to get it, I think, from his cat, he did die. So, but they don't seem to have any type of cure or medicine or whatever that they're giving for the avian flu. That's the thing that's kind of scary about it. You know, and when it gets into flocks of chickens or
cattle. Well, I think
cattle.
The only thing they could give after they get it, like for people, would be Tamiflu. But even with me being diagnosed with the flu, it's on national back order. I couldn't get it. And when you're you only have a certain amount of time to start it to be effective.
So how often do you run across for like a dog or a cat that's on a medication, you know, for whatever reason? That you, like with humans, you go see your doctor and you're on a certain medication, but you want to take vitamins or you want to take this or you want to take that, but you don't know because you're not a doctor that it's going to coincide with the medicines that your cat or dog or your animal, whatever you have, is already on. So, like, for instance, I have a heart condition. So there's certain things that I'm not supposed to take because it could actually cause another...
There are certain drugs we can't give together. However, when my clients come in, especially a new client, I want to know everything that pet is taking. Medications, the dosage, how frequently, as well as all supplements. Whether it's glucosamine chondroitin, a multivitamin, a skin supplement. And, of course, if it's a skin case, I want to know what topicals they're using, what shampoos, what conditioners, how often are they using it. I want to know everything.
And that's a good doctor.
In my opinion, I think, yeah.
It is. And because there's a lot of times you go to a doctor, they don't always, well, most doctors ask. But I kind of, you know, you get that paperwork to fill out.
But also, too, on the flip side, I have my team ask, and like, all they're on medications and supplements, and they're like, no. And yet I go in there, oh, yeah, he's on this, and he's on that, and he's on this.
So it's good to ask. It's good to tell. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. So I'm sitting here, and Dr. Linda and I are talking during the commercial break, and I'm like looking at my screen going, it's odd. I didn't think the trivia question was that tough. Meanwhile, my apologies to you guys if you were holding, because on the corner of my screen up on top, it said reload. There was a problem. So apparently,
there was some sort of internet issue.
And when I reload it, you popped up. So is it Margie? Hi, Margie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. And you're in Oregon. So I'm going to ask you the trivia question, but before I do, Carol, if you're still holding, hold on, because I'll give you an alternate question to Margie's question. So, Margie, the penalty for killing a cat 4,000 years ago in Egypt, it was either jail time or death. Which one do you think it was?
I think it was death.
I think we need to bring that back.
Yes.
I was going to say, you must live next door to Dr. Linda. What do you want to go with, Margie? Do you have cats?
I love cats, but I'm at a stage in my life where it doesn't work out to have pets anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. I get it, though. Do you want to go with, I have Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I've also got dog books or cat books, and I've got a pen, a frog pen. It's a pendant, actually. Those, I'm trying to think, non-animal.
Or if you have a friend that has animals, you could always gift it to them.
Yeah, they would love it.
Yeah. What are the cat books?
The cat books, I've got a couple of them. I have Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I'm not sure if I have any of those left, but it would probably be like a... I know I've got one or two picture books, so it's like photographs and all of different cats.
Oh, I have quite a few of those books.
Yeah, well, when you're an animal lover, we do have a lot of books, that's for sure.
Yeah, yep. And wonderful photography and artwork in them.
100%.
Yeah.
Why don't we go with, why don't I send you the lick and lap for the cats, and then you must know somebody that has a cat. I'm sure they would love
it. Oh, I do. I have neighbors and friends with cats.
Yeah, they'll love it. The lick and lap. I was just giving my one cat here a pouch of it, and she was going absolutely insane on the camera. So do you want me to send you those, the lick and lap from Vitacraft?
Yes, okay. That would be good.
I know if you walked up to my door and gave them to me and I was your neighbor, I'd be like, thanks, my cats will love these.
Yes, that's so, what she's going to say.
Yep. So we're going to get that out to you, the lick and lap from Vitacraft. So, and thanks for answering that.
And thank you.
Thanks, Margie. Hold on.
Show.
Thank you so much. And hold on, because we're going to get your address. Sydney will get that, and we'll ship it out to you. So that'll come out to you shortly. But we're going to go on to San Marcos, California, and Carol. Hi, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
How are you?
Hold on. I'm good. How are you?
So, I'm good. So you're out in California, but I think you're down towards San Diego, correct?
Yes, North County, San Diego.
Okay, so you're not experiencing any of what's going on up towards L.A.?
Thank God, no.
Yeah.
but I'm praying for them.
Yeah, it's horrible. The pictures that I'm seeing and everything, and we had a guest on in the previous hour of the show from California, up in that area. Matter of fact, his offices are on Sunset Boulevard, which is like...
Yes, I've been there, and it was beautiful. It's pretty devastating to think of what it's going to take to get it back to anything decent, right?
It's going to take a long time. And the last thing that I was seeing, that a lot of the fires are moving into Brentwood now, and that's where my good friend Betty White, when she was alive, her house was there. And I know that neighborhood just from her homes. And there's some really expensive homes in Brentwood. But if it gets up into that hill, it's not going to be for much longer.
No,
they're showing
wind right here. And I was hoping that they didn't, that the wind had died down there, but apparently it hasn't.
And that's what caused most of the damage, was the fact that the embers from the fires were just flying everywhere.
Right.
So
I'm going to let you go. I mean, I don't want to keep talking about my stuff, but
oh no, we have a question for you.
Yes, actually, you got a trivia question coming. So see if you can win this, Carol. And Dr. Linda is going to give you a true or false question, kind of like a backup to the penalty of killing a cat in Egypt 4,000 years ago. So, Dr. Linda, you have a true or false question for
Carol?
Yes,
true or false. As a sign of mourning 4,000 years ago in Egypt, did people who lose their cats shave their eyebrows? Yes or no?
True or false?
I'm going to say yes. True, I mean.
Very good. Very good. True.
Congratulations.
Spoken like a true cat person.
So what
we're
going
to do... I've seen pictures of, I watch a lot of videos, and I've seen, the biblical versions of Egypt, and I've seen people with the shaved eyebrows. I'm like, that's why they did it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. They were
mourning the loss of their cat.
In Egypt, cats meant a lot to them. A lot of people even were buried with cats, too. So,
right.
I've got three rescues
here. They kept the rats down out of the grains of the food and stuff.
Big
and,
time.
Who knows? Maybe they killed some snakes and stuff, too.
Do you have cats, Carol?
I do not. My daughter does have three of them.
Do you want to go with the Lick and Lap or the purr sticks from Vitacraft?
Actually, I think I'm going to help the dogs this time because I think they could use
the Good Pets Foods.
The vitamins for dogs.
Yeah, from Good Pets Foods. They're vitamin treats. They're supplement treats. So I'm going to send you three packs. They're all different ones that will come out to you, and we'll ship those to you. So stay on the line, Carol, because I'll get your address, and we'll ship them out to you, and then this way you can use these for the dogs.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Carol. Sure. I appreciate it. And please stay safe out there on the West Coast, and hopefully, these fires will all go away.
Well, we are pretty fortunate where I'm at. We've had a couple close calls, but I just put my hoses on the roof and some gear so I can, guard my property.
Yeah,
but it's only happened twice, and I've been here 34 years.
Well, times are changing, so just be careful.
Right. Right. Okay. I agree.
Carol, thanks again. We got to say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets, but Carol's a winner, and so is Margie. And this is Talkin' Pets. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. From myself, John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Lexi Adams.
Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't go away, Carol. Talk with Sydney.
Big John. Big bad John. Big John. Big John.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.